Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. We've been looking at the lives of Ruth and Boaz and enjoying the fact that they understood that their resources in life were meant to help other people. Ruth knew that she needed to help her mother-in-law. Boaz knew that he should help Ruth. Both of them were in a position where their tenderness helped them position themselves to do what was right. I hope we're as tender as they are to understanding what the problems are and using our resources to solve them. In Ruth chapter 3, verses 16 to 18, it says, "And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, 'How do you fare, my daughter?' Then she told her all that the man had done for her, saying, 'These 6 measures of barley he gave to me. For he said to me, "You must not go back empty-handed to your mother-in-law."' She replied, 'Wait, my daughter, until you learn how the matters turn out, for the man will not rest, but will settle the matter today.'" There is reserved excitement, and rightfully so. Naomi thinks that Ruth is one any man would love to have as his wife. She knows that in that day there was a specific order that needed to be followed, and that Boaz would be anxious to settle the matter. When we do what's right, there always seems to be this waiting period. These waiting periods may be difficult, but they allow us to see what we truly believe. Those who know God work hard and trust God. The hard work was done, and now the waiting for Him to confirm or deny is all that's left. It's a significant position to be in, and yet it's a hard position oftentimes. We often would like answers before we even ask the questions. I'm sure Ruth, in her private time, before she even met Boaz, was wondering how she could take care of both her mother-in-law and herself, and what would her future be like if she did this. She knew it was right. She was not going to walk away from doing what was right, no matter what the cost was for her. So as she went into the field, her thoughts could have been those of fear, those of trust, those of looking for somebody else to help her. Seems like there was a waiting period that went on over and over and over again, and she's in it now again, waiting to see what Boaz does and what this Redeemer, who is closer to her than Boaz, would do with his decision. Waiting is a normal part of life for those who do what's right and trust God and His timing, and she will not be disappointed. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute.